听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us.
And my name is Hazel. Hey, look what I have. I have colorful rings.
Hazel, what are those for?
These are the Olympic rings.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, they're not really, but they look like the Olympic rings, don't they?
Yes, they look a little like the Olympic rings.
And that's why I brought them, because today's lesson is about the Olympics.
Ah, that's right. Vancouver welcomes the world.
And we welcome you. Join us today for our lesson about the Winter Olympics.
Great idea. So let's turn to page 24 and find out more.
If you like winter, you'll love the Winter Olympics.
But Hazel, what if you don't like winter?
Just stay inside and watch them on TV.
Okay, friends, but watch this lesson on Studio Classroom first.
Okay, let's watch.
The 2010 Winter Olympics.Vancouver welcomes the world to this year's Winter Olympics. For the second time in history, the Winter Olympics are being held in Canada. Beginning tomorrow, Vancouver, British Columbia, will host the 21st Winter Olympics for the next 2 weeks. Many of the world's greatest athletes have gathered there to compete on snow and ice. These 2,500 athletes come from over 80 countries.In addition, over 350,000 fans will crowd into the Vancouver area to watch the competitions. The venues. This city and the surrounding area have been busy preparing for the temporary increase in population.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today. Today we are talking about the 2010 Winter Olympics. And well, since Chip and I aren't able to go to the Winter Olympics, we thought the next best thing might be to have a Winter Olympics t-shirt. That's right, the Winter Olympics this year are taking place in Vancouver as they welcome the world to this fantastic sporting event.
So they are welcoming the world at the Winter Olympics. They have invited people from all over the world, from countries all over the world, to Vancouver. And for the second time in history, the Winter Olympics are being held in Canada. So if they're being held in Canada, that means that they are taking place in Canada, or they are happening in Canada. And this is the second time in history.
So this year, the Winter Olympics will actually begin tomorrow in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it is there that they will host the 21st Winter Olympics for the next 2 weeks. And if you host something, that means that you provide the space and the other necessary things and items for a special event. Maybe you have hosted a party at your house before. Well, Vancouver is hosting the 21st Winter Olympics.
And this will happen for the next 2 weeks. So many of the world's greatest athletes, so not all of the world's greatest athletes, but many, and maybe most, of the best athletes in the world have gathered in Vancouver to compete on snow and ice. So if you are competing, that means that you are trying very hard to win. And these as Winter Olympics, these are happening on snow and on ice.
Yes, not to be confused with the Summer Olympics. There, of course, are also Summer Olympic Games that do not have anything to do with snow and ice. So Vancouver is a very cold area, especially during the winter, so the perfect place to hold the Winter Olympics. Now, these 2,500 or 2,500 athletes come from over 80 countries. That is a lot of athletes, Chip, and that's a lot of countries from around the world being represented.
A lot of countries represented. Yeah, 80 countries, that is a lot. Well, in addition to those 2,500, over 350,000 fans will crowd into the Vancouver area to watch the competitions. Well, before we take a look at the words in that sentence, let's take a look at the grammar of that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. Greetings from Vancouver, Canada. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Since our article is about the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, I've decided to come here and check things out. But before I do, let's go over today's grammar tip sentence. Over 350,000 fans will crowd into the Vancouver area to watch the competitions. Another way to say this would be 350,000 people will be in the Vancouver area to watch the competitions. However, saying it like that sounds boring because the verb to be is not very exciting. So, how do we make it sound more exciting? Well, notice how the original sentence, the writer uses the phrase crowd into. That is more descriptive than just saying to be, because to crowd into brings to the reader's mind this picture where you have a lot of people and how they're together in one place so they can see the competitions in Vancouver. So here's today's tip. When you're talking about how there are many things or people in one place, try using some descriptive verbs. For example, instead of saying, all of Debbie's books are on her desk, try saying, all of Debbie's books are piled up on her desk. Or, rather than saying, during lunchtime, many students are in the hallway, try saying, students swarm in the hallway during lunchtime. Other verbs that you can use include mob, flock, press, squeeze, and many others. By using more descriptive words, you can better help your audience to understand what you're trying to say. That's it for today. Time for me to go look around. Oh, and be sure to check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So, 350,000 fans of these sports are going to be gathering in Vancouver to watch the Winter Olympics and to watch these special sport competitions. Now, a competition is just a word that refers to an organized event in which people compete against each other in order to win a prize. Now, a lot of times you might think of things like sporting competitions or dance competitions or chess competitions. There are many types of competitions, but here we're referring to winter sports.
And at the Winter Olympics, we're seeing some of the most impressive, some of the most important and exciting competitions in the world. Well, let's talk about the venues at this Winter Olympics. The venues are the places or the locations where an event will take place. So when we're talking about Winter Olympic venues, we're talking about the places or the locations, maybe even the buildings in which these competitions will take place.
And I know oftentimes cities who host Olympic Games spend months and months and even sometimes years and years preparing their venues for all of the fans and all of the athletes as they prepare to come into their city. So the same is true for Vancouver. The city and the surrounding area have been busy preparing for the temporary increase in population. So you can imagine this will be a huge increase in population for them if
right.
350,000 fans and 2,500 athletes are coming to Vancouver.
Right. When fortunately it's not not a permanent increase in population, so it's only a temporary increase just for the period of time around these Winter Olympics. So this temporary increase in population.
They will definitely see a temporary increase in population. And you know, it's really interesting because there's really a large competition that goes on between cities around the world to even have the privilege of hosting the Winter Olympics. So Vancouver, several years ago, would have been in competition with several other wonderful big cities around the world to host. They won the competition, and that is why they are hosting the 2010 Winter Olympics. They chose to do that. They wanted to do that. Well, right now we are going to go visit the chat room and then take a break, but when you come back, we will hear more about the Winter Olympics.
Hey, Ashley, is this the same book you recommended to me?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll check it out then.
Okay, great. You know, this is one of the greatest books of all time.
Did you say it's one of the greatest books of all time?
Yes. Why?
Well, today's Studio Classroom article uses a similar phrase. It says, many of the world's greatest athletes have gathered there to compete on snow and ice.
Is something wrong?
Well, I'm confused because it uses the superlative greatest with the plural noun athletes. How can there be more than one athlete who is the greatest? Shouldn't it say the world's greatest athlete singular?
Oh, no, Ken. Sometimes we use superlatives to describe a group of individuals, places, or things. If we are referring to a group, then we need to use a plural noun after the superlative.
Oh, so what you're saying is that the article today is talking about a group of athletes rather than just one athlete, so we need to use a plural noun.
Yes. For example, if I say, this is one of the greatest books of all time, I'm not saying it's the greatest book. I'm comparing it to a group of all the great books I've read in the past.
What if you did think that, though?
Well, if I think it's the greatest, then I would use the singular book and say, it's the greatest book of all time.
So, how else can we remember when to use singular and when to use plural? Are there any clues?
Yeah, oftentimes you will see descriptions like one of, many of, some of, or all of in front of the superlative. She is one of the sweetest girls I know. Or, some of the tastiest desserts are at this restaurant.
Okay, I think I got it.
And here's your book. Enjoy.
I think I will. Greatest, best, sweetest, tastiest, 这些全是最高级词。 照理说应该只有一个 best, 一个 独一无二的 greatest， 但是为什么我们会看到最高级词后面接复数名词呢？ 这是因为这种用法是指一整个 group， one of the greatest books 是所有最伟大的书 这一个 group 当中的一本。 Many of the world's greatest athletes 是一群世界上最伟大的运动家当中的许多人。 One of the prettiest girls I know 是我所认识的所有的美女当中 其中的一位。好，我们下次见。Hi
friends, welcome back from the break.
Yes, now I know that hosting the Winter Olympics is not an easy job, is it?
It's not, Hazel, but it's worth the effort because there are over 2,000 athletes coming together from all over the world.
Plus all the fans. Vancouver needs lots of buildings and rooms and roads and snow and ice.
Don't worry. I'm sure Vancouver has plenty of that.
So what are we waiting for? Let the games begin.
Hazel, we're waiting for tomorrow. Because that's when the games begin.
Oh, well then, let the program begin.
That's right, friends. So let's begin the next part of our program. Please look at the right-hand column and line 3 as we continue with this lesson about the Winter Olympics.
The 2010 Winter Olympics. Figuring out where to put the thousands of visitors is not easy. Billions of dollars have been spent on constructing and improving housing, transportation, and event venues. The opening and closing ceremonies, always amazing, will be held in BC Place in Vancouver. This gigantic stadium can seat 55,000 people under one roof. Typically, indoor venues can't hold a crowd that large. So this will be the first time in history that these special ceremonies will be indoors.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were talking about how 2,500 athletes from 80 countries and 350,000 fans will crowd into the Vancouver area to watch these Winter Olympic competitions. Well, that's a big problem because there's going to be a temporary increase in population. So we need to figure out where to put these people.
That's right. And when we figure something out, that means that we are trying to find the answer to something by thinking about it very carefully. I think an example that I always think of very quickly is math problems. I am not good at math, and I have to think long and hard in order to figure out math problems. Well, in this case, we're talking about figuring out where to put the thousands of visitors, and we know that it is not easy.
Exactly. Well, our article goes on to say that billions of dollars have been spent on constructing and improving housing, transportation, and event venues. So the city of Vancouver and the area has already spent a lot of money making things and improving places to make space for this temporary increase in population.
Yes, hosting the Olympics is a very, very big responsibility, as you can imagine. And so Vancouver has been working very long and very hard in order to make it just right. We see that they have been spending money on housing. That's one of those words that you see underlined in your article. And housing is just, it's buildings that people either live in or stay in. Now, if 350,000 people come to your community, your community would also need to create some places for people to stay while they were there. They would need some housing options. And that's what Vancouver has done.
So there are many buildings and many different kinds of venues that need to be made and improved in order to do this. Well, our article goes on to say that goes on to talk about the opening and closing ceremonies. And it describes these ceremonies as always amazing. Now, a ceremony is some kind of event, isn't that right, Chelsea?
Yes, I think we could say it's a more formal event that is performed on an important social or sometimes even religious occasion. And I agree with our author here that these Olympic opening and closing ceremonies, they are always amazing. For me, it's one of my favorite parts of the Olympics is watching those ceremonies. They always have performers and acrobats and special lighting effects, and it's very fun to see. And this year's will be held in the BC Place right in Vancouver.
Okay, and this is a little bit unusual because the BC Place is an indoor venue. Our article says that this gigantic stadium can seat 55,000 people under one roof. So that's a way of saying it can seat that many people inside, under one top or under one roof.
That is a lot of people in one place. Our article goes on to say, typically, indoor venues can't hold a crowd that large. So it sounds like the BC Place is an exception because typically indoor venues aren't that big. And that word typically is a way to say what usually happens. For example, I might say, I typically read a book before I go to bed. It's what I usually do.
Right. So normally or usually or most of the time, indoor venues aren't that large and they can't hold or keep a crowd that's that big. So this, in the BC place, will be the first time in history that these special ceremonies, these opening and closing ceremonies, will be held indoors.
And if you're interested, you can look at the bottom of page 24 and see a picture there of the BC place located in Vancouver. So as you know from what we've read so far in our article, Vancouver has been preparing for a long time, getting ready for all of these athletes and these fans to come in for 2 weeks to enjoy the Winter Olympics, the 2010 Winter Olympics, that is.
And I'm pretty excited to see the opening ceremonies. Now, these will be tomorrow to begin the Winter Olympics. And yeah, as Chelsea said before, these are exciting ceremonies. These are a celebration of all of these, well, 80 countries coming together and enjoying peaceful competitions.
And I think something interesting to point out about the opening and closing ceremonies is how many people are actually involved in those ceremonies. Sometimes they have hundreds and hundreds of people who perform. So try to watch it if you're able. Right now, let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 host 这个动词。Host 是指做主人、主办或者是主持。例如 ，Real Brazil beat Chicago and will host the 2016 Olympics。巴西里约胜出了芝加哥，将主办2016年的奥运。或者是 ，Our company will host a charity campaign in April。我们公司将在4月份主办一个慈善活动。Host 也指主人，如果是女主人的话就是 hostess,H-O-S-T-E-S-S。继续我们看的是 figure out 这个动词片语。Figure out 是指想出来或者是算出来。例如 ,we need to figure out how to fund and start a new branch office。我们得想出来要如何集资开始一个新的分公司。或者是 ,he finally figured out how to install the software after several tries。经过好几次的尝试之后，他终于想出来要如何安装这个软体。最后我们看的是 typically 这个副词，它的名词是 type,T-Y-P-E, 意思是形态或典型。所以副词 typically 是指一般、通常或者是典型的。例如 ,Victor typically checks his email before the start of his workday。Victor 通常在一天工作的开始之前都会先检查电子邮件。或者是 typically tickets to the singer's concert sell out the first day. 一般而言，这位歌手的演唱会的门票第一天就卖完了。And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
The 2010 Winter Olympics. Vancouver welcomes the world to this year's Winter Olympics. For the second time in history,The Winter Olympics are being held in Canada. Beginning tomorrow, Vancouver, British Columbia, will host the 21st Winter Olympics for the next 2 weeks. Many of the world's greatest athletes have gathered there to compete on snow and ice. These 2,500 athletes come from over 80 countries. In addition, over 350,000 fans will crowd into the Vancouver area to watch the competitions.The venues. This city and the surrounding area have been busy preparing for the temporary increase in population. Figuring out where to put the thousands of visitors is not easy. Billions of dollars have been spent on constructing and improving housing, transportation, and event venues. The opening and closing ceremonies, always amazing, will be held in BC Place in Vancouver.This gigantic stadium can seat 55,000 people under one roof. Typically, indoor venues can't hold a crowd that large. So this will be the first time in history that these special ceremonies will be indoors.
Well, friends, the Vancouver Winter Olympics begin tomorrow. Even as I speak, Olympic staff, security personnel, groundskeepers, hotel staff, TV crews, and sports announcers, and thousands of others are getting loose ends tied up.
They're putting the finishing touches on all the many, many things that need to happen to make this Winter Olympics a great success.
Day two of our 2010 Winter Olympics article starts tomorrow. So join us then. And until then,
have a great day.